This was easy for them to answer. Said, no tricks here. The first. We can see through this. Jesus said unto him, verily I say to you, that the publicans and harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and ye believed him not. But the publicans and harlots believed him. And ye, when ye had seen it, repented not afterwards, that ye might believe him. We're not going to join the publicans and harlots in their repentance. We're not going to be like them. He's a prophet of whores. I'm not going to follow the prophet of whores. You know, rich men go to rich churches, and all the rich there gather together, and they have beautiful houses of God, don't they? With crystal chandeliers, and crystal cathedrals, and bookshops, and coffee shops, and big bands, big band, broom band, big band, boom band, big band, broom band. What are you doing? Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins. The first shall be last, the last shall be first. You know, those you count the worst of sinners entering in before you. You know, the unbelievers. They're going to enter in first because they're going to hear the gospel message and they're going to see the truth presented to them. But those to whom say, oh, I believe. I want to serve. You know, I'm likening it today to today because to them it's obvious. You know, these are the people who already, they're like, yeah, I'll be religious. I'll follow God. They put on their religious clothes. They act religious. They follow the law. But they don't really enter into the righteousness which is of faith, which is by God. They don't really enter into the things that God is calling them to do. But what happens is those who go off into sin, those who have been corrupted by the world, all of a sudden they hear the gospel message and their hearts are changed and they turn from their sins and they say, yes, no, rather, I will do righteousness, Lord. I have said I would not, but I will. I go. You know, they were sinners, and then they saw the preaching of John, and they went and they were baptized. They repented of their sins. They became sinners. Who did the will of God? The sinners who came to repentance, rather than those who thought they were righteous. Those who had something, or thought they had something, but really had nothing. John came in a righteous way. They entered in first, the first, last, last, first. Those who seem they ought to be first. Those who ought to enter into the kingdom first. Those who were believing the promises of God for salvation, but not completely believing. Believing but not obtaining. Because they believe in mist. Because they don't trust. You know, they don't go the full measure. They hold back. And they trust rather in their own righteousness. They trust in their own way of salvation rather than submitting to the ways of God. And what do I mean? I mean the modern times. People, they, oh, I believe in Jesus, this and that, but I don't have to become anything other than I already am. I am sufficient the way I am. I come just as I am. Accept me. And they don't understand that God takes us as we are, but he wants to change us. And if we have no changes, then we are not of him. Whence came ye, having not on a wedding garment? Says the parable. We'll get to that. You know, how'd you get in here without having a change of clothes? You can't come in as you were off the street. You won't enter in the kingdom. He's going to say, you don't belong here. Get out. Go into where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. You got to have the changes. You can't just do it your own way. That's what the Pharisees did. They did it their way. They followed it after the way they thought it was right. And they did not submit themselves to the righteous standards of God. They did not submit themselves, but rather looked for loopholes in the letter rather than the spirit. Same thing today. They look for loopholes. I have here in Romans 10, it says so, if thou shalt confess with your mouth and believe with your heart, you'll be saved. So there you go. The letter says it. That's all I have to do. All you need from the Bible really is one verse. And then just believe in Jesus. Well, Paul, we would say a little more than that, but you know, you're still doing it your own way. I'm telling you, when you do not submit yourself to the fullness of the promises of God, when you exclude some of the promises of God, you are saying, God, I don't want to do some of the works you called me to do. I don't want to perform some of the things you've called me to perform. And God will not receive you. He will not receive you. The whores and the homosexuals will enter into the kingdom before you. You go to church with your nose up in the air and your pocketbook full of money, the poor and the whore are going to enter in ahead of you because they will hear the gospel and repent. Now that's me. I'm the poor and whore. The sinner come from repentance, the great sinners. are the ones who are going to enter in, because they're the ones who know they need to change. Very few who think they're already pretty good are going to enter in because they're satisfied. They're not hungry. Blessed are you that hunger and thirst after righteousness. I'm thirsty. I need righteousness. I don't got any. I'm hungry. Let me eat of the goodness of God. Let me partake of the virtue. Let me have it all. The man that is fat and full, the man that is full comes to the table and eats but the few things that please him best. But the man that is hungry comes and devours all that is set before him. That's my parable. Understand? You who think you have salvation, you who think you need no more from God, you come to him and say, well, I wanted this verse and that verse. I'll take this and that off the plate. I'll take this promise and that promise, and no thank you to the rest. But those that are truly hungry for salvation, those who are truly needful of God, who are the sick, they come and they devour everything on the plate. They take all the promises of God. They take it all and they believe it all. And they move mountains of sin. They move mountains of unrighteousness. They cause unrighteousness to wither and die. And they put to death their members which are on the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, and so on and so forth. And all the sin that so easily besets man about, they're able to lay aside. Because they've come repenting in the way of righteousness. But to you who think you have, but have nothing, that's going to be taken away. You can't play cafeteria with the gospel. Verse 33. Hear another parable. There was a certain householder which planted a vineyard and hedged it round about and digged a winepress in it and built a tower and let it out to husbandmen, farmers, and went to a far country. And when the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandmen that they might receive the fruits of it. And the husbandmen took the servants and beat one and killed another and stoned another. Again he sent other servants, more than the first, and they did to them likewise. But last of all he sent to them his son, saying, they will reverence my son. But when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir, come, let us kill him, and let us seize on his inheritance. And they caught him, and cast him out of the vineyard, and slew him. When the Lord therefore of the vineyard cometh, what will he do to those husbandmen? They said unto him, he will miserably destroy those wicked men, and will let out his vineyard unto other husbandmen, which shall render him the fruits in their seasons. Verse 42, and we already quoted this from the Old Testament, Psalm 108. Jesus saith unto them, did ye never read the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is God's work, to reject Christ, that he would be crucified.